A fifth and final session on why we need favor. In the previous session, we used Nehemiah as an example of the favor that was upon his life, that gave him passage, that gave him resources for the building of the walls of Jerusalem and also for building the house of God. And we said how in our own lives, we need favor to have the protection of the Lord for our passage and our journey on this earth, and also for the resources that we need to be builders in the kingdom of God. Today, our attention is going to be turned to Psalm 67, verse number 1 and 2 in particular. And basically, it's a supplication, an intercession, or a prayer by the psalmist for the mercy and the blessing of the Lord. So Psalm 67 verse 1 says, God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Now, the psalmist is making a supplication, a petition through a song of praise, requesting God to be merciful to us, to bless us, and to cause his face to shine upon us. It is known as an invocation or a doxology, simply meaning to have God's mercy, blessing invoked upon him and the people of Israel. Now, to be merciful is to be gracious and to show favor. We would often read in the scriptures, God have mercy on me. Several scriptures refer to that. When you read the priestly blessing, which was conferred upon the nation of Israel by the high priest, Numbers 6:22, verse 26, and many of us are familiar with it because it's part of the benediction at the end of a normal church service. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, and remember that Aaron and his sons were regarded as the high priestly order of priesthood. This is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So you can see where the psalmist is getting his inspiration from in terms of asking or requesting or making a supplication for God to be merciful to us, to bless us, and to cause his face to shine upon us. So it's coming from the high priest prayer that would be made over the people. We would also refer to this kind of supplication and prayer as one of a Melchizedek order, one of a blessing, and one of mercy, etc. Now, to be blessed is to kneel before God to receive his blessing. To make his face to shine upon us is to have his presence with us. The word face in the original Hebrew is the word penein, and it means to be in the presence of another. So if I am face to face with you, then I am in the presence of another. When Jacob saw the face of Esau, he said it was as if he had seen the face of the Lord. It was simply meaning that he was in the presence of his brother, but also in the presence of the Lord. Now, the psalmist is requesting for the mercy of God, the blessing of God, and the presence of God. And in this way, the favor of God is what he is really making a supplication for. But why? Why did the psalmist make such a supplication? Why did he make such a prayer? And all of us make these prayers often. Lord, bless us. Lord, be merciful to us. Lord, do not take your presence from us. We often make these supplications. But the psalmist is clear as to why he needed the favor of God in not just his life, but upon us. And remember, he's using a plural term. He's not using a singular term. He's not speaking about it in an independent context. He's talking about it in a corporate context. And verse 2 tells us why. Verse 2 says, that your way may be known on the earth. So the question we are asking is, why do we need favor? And why do we need mercy? And why do we need the blessing? And why do we need the presence of God in our lives? And the answer is very simple that the psalmist gives us. He says that your way may be known on the earth. So very simply put, we need the favor of God so that his way may be known on the earth. Now, Isaiah 55 verse 8 to 9 clearly tells us that the thoughts of God and the ways of God are different from ours because they are higher than our ways and our thoughts. That's why God, through the prophet Isaiah, says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth," basically speaking of the origin of the ways of God, "so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than yours." So the ways of God are higher or above the ways of the earth. Jesus took on the form of a bond servant to manifest the ways of God to the earth. That is why Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." In fact, the early church was called the people of the way. In Acts 18 verse 26, "So when he began to speak boldly in the synagogue," this is Paul, "when Aquila and Priscilla heard him," they're speaking about someone who is speaking in the synagogue, the Bible says they took him aside and began to explain to him the way of God more accurately. Acts 24 verse 14, as Paul is standing before one of the kings, and he says, "But this I confess to you, that according to the way, which was called a sect, so I worship the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets." So the way of life was different from the rest of humanity. This was seen in the early church in their commitment to God, their culture, their generosity, their conduct, their character, and it was definitely reflecting a different way. Now, such a way becomes what we call a pattern of life. In Proverbs 3 verse 6, "In all your ways," in all your ways, meaning everything about life, everything associated with life, or the pattern of life, "in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." So the pattern of life, it is about acknowledging God in our lives that affects how we conduct our lives in the earth. The second thing about the way is that it is an obedient life. Deuteronomy 8 verse 6, "Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him." So it's a pattern of life to everyone, but it is also an obedient life to the commandments of God so that you can walk in his ways. So the commandments of God inextricably are linked to a specific way of life. And by following those commandments, the way becomes evident to everyone. So it starts to reflect a life of obedience to the commands of God. And by that life of obedience to the commands of God, we walk in his ways to fear him. The third thing about the way is that it is a righteous life. 2 Samuel 22, "For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God." So what is the psalmist, what is David telling us? That he kept the ways of the Lord and have not acted wickedly, meaning he acted in a righteous manner. So the ways of God is a pattern of life. It's an obedient life, but it is also a righteous life. A life that is different from the wickedness and the evilness that we see in this world. Jeremiah 5 verse 4 says, "Therefore I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God." Proverbs 3:17 tells us that the ways of God is also a pleasant life. It says in Proverbs 3:17, her ways are ways of pleasantness, meaning wisdom, and all her paths are one of peace. So when you walk in the wisdom of God, then your ways are one of pleasantness. So it is a pattern of life. It is an obedient life. It is a righteous life, but it is also a pleasant life. And lastly, the ways of God is also a wise life. Proverbs 6 verse 6, go to the ant, consider her ways and be wise. So when you take the ways of God, we can only manifest the ways of God by having the mercy of God, the blessing of God, and having his presence in our life. This means that favor is upon you. The second part of that verse in Psalm 67, verse number 2 says that your salvation will be known among the nations. So two things. First one, that your ways will be known to the earth. Secondly, that your salvation will be known among the nations. So why do you need favor? It is also to show the salvation amongst the nation. The word salvation comes from the word Yeshua, which is where we get the English word savior from. So the word simply means deliverance, help, victory, and prosperity. Now, we become the salvation of God to the nations because people need to be saved from sin, but also saved from the sinful nature. And the sinful nature, which is always with us, can only be altered when you alter your ways. So if you change your ways of living and your conduct of life, then the salvation of God begins to be reflected by deliverance, by help, by victory, and by prosperity. So the mercy, the blessing, and the presence of God makes us a reflection of the deliverance of God. Now, let me use an example. Isaac showed through his prosperity. And when the king of Abimelech saw that, he saw that God was present in his life. This is what he said in Genesis 26:27. And Isaac said to them, "Why have you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away from you?" But they said, "We have certainly seen that the Lord is with you." How did they see that? They saw the victory in the life of Isaac. They saw the prosperity in the life of Isaac. And they saw that God was Isaac's help. Remember that even when there was a dispute amongst the wells, Isaac did not argue because he was leading a pleasant life, a wise life, and a righteous life. He just moved away. And eventually, he prospered, and his prosperity became a testimony of God's salvation, God's victory, and God's prosperity in his life. They said, "Let there now be an oath between us and between you, and let us make a covenant that you will do us no harm, since we have not touched you and sent you away in peace." Listen to their words. "You are now the blessed of the Lord." Isaac's life was one of favor, and this was a reflection of God's salvation. You see, the nation of Israel was an example to other nations, and many nations feared them because of the Ark of the Covenant. And they were delivered and had great victory on several occasions because of the presence of the Lord that was with them. Now we have the Holy Spirit living with us. And through him, through the presence of the Holy Spirit, we become the salvation of the Lord to the nations. In this invocation and doxology and supplication that David made, he said, "Lord, be merciful to us. Be gracious to us. Let your presence be with us. Let your blessing be upon us." Why? So that your way may be known to the earth and that your salvation can be seen among the nations. This is why you need the favor of God. And we don't need it just individually. We need it corporately to be a great expression of God's victory God's prosperity, God's blessing in our lives. May God's favor be over you, so that the ways of God in a righteous life, a pleasant life, a wise life, can be reflected to everyone around you. Grace, mercy, and peace to you. Amen.